Tuesday, September 4th, meeting of the Police, Judicial, and Legal Committee of Mount Pleasant Town Council. Item number one on our agenda is approval of the minutes of the August 6th meeting. Do we have a motion?
Second.
A second. Is there any discussion? All in favor of approval of the minutes, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It passes unanimously. Item number two is public comments. Any members of the public have any comments to make? If so, please step up, give your name and address. 2 minutes worth of comments. Seeing none, we'll move on to item number three, police matters. Chief, employee years of service recognition.
Cole Neville, you come up front for us? Steve, I talk about you. I know how you love being in front of people and serve attention. I have the privilege of recognizing Mr. Cole Neville for 5 years of service with the town of Mount Pleasant and the police department specifically. She is an administrative assistant for our Criminal Investigation Bureau. She maintains most, if not all, of the investigative case and case management system. She has been instrumental in assisting us with our reaccreditation and gathering CLIA standards. So she's part of the reason we are reaccredited with Gold Standard with Excellence. She's a great liaison for other state and federal agencies that we have cases that we work with, specifically Solicitor's Office, and getting case packages over to them. And so they're prepared, our officers prepared. And then, quite frankly, she fills in where needed. I mean, just one of these type of employees, if you say you need some assistance somewhere, she's the first to respond. And I can tell you, she assists my office and Lori on a regular basis, and we appreciate your service, and we look forward to many more. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good to have you on our team.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You see, we moved this to. Mm-hmm. Item 3B is discussion of. Is that it?
Yes,
There's
sir.
There's no more employees. I saw some other standing back there, I thought.
Yeah, that's actually her officer to support her. That's
all right.
Nice to think of her.
Good teamwork.
Yes, sir.
3B, discussion of traffic concerns along Long Point Road near Hobcall Creek and Hidden Cove. So this is also a transportation, but right now it's a law enforcement issue, so we will let you all take it from there.
Certainly good, and actually I'll ask Lieutenant Carter, if you want coming up, he can he's gathered some data for us and done some great work to talk about what kind of traffic issues we're dealing with or not dealing with that happen to be in that area. So if you just take the podium, Lieutenant, and just share what you gathered for me, please.
Yes, sir. That's an area that we've continued to monitor over the many years I've been involved in traffic, and we've watched for it due to the growth in the area. Sergeant Johnson has been specifically assigned in that area from traffic and has been working that area. We only identified two collisions in the area. One of those was a failure to yield against a car failed to yield to a commercial vehicle, and the other one involved two cars. So a lot of the complaints were on the trucks, but we've not seen the collision issues from it. The main issue he identified in that area was the parking issues along with their companies. They were stopping to do paperwork and parking their vehicles in the roadway, and we experienced a lot of complaints from that, and he has worked on it, issued 27 parking citations and gotten a lot to move. That's been our main issue identified. At the traffic light, we've had since January, I think identified about a dozen violations of it that were either tickets or warnings from disregarding the signal. Not all of those were commercial vehicles. So that's something we continue to watch there at Wando Park. We ran our survey system, the stealth survey system in the area last week, where we ran it for a 36-hour period. And we had close to 8,000 vehicles go through. And the 85th percentile on speed was 38 and a 35. So over 85% of the traffic was 3 miles above the speed limit or less. So we're not seeing it as a huge speeding issue either in that area. But we continue to monitor it and work that area in our rotations of traffic enforcement.
And Mayor and Council, just so you'll know, past years, this comes up regularly, concerns from the neighborhoods. These trucks are large, and they can look like they're going faster than they really are. I've also personally reached out, and actually Sergeant Johnson, he has a great relationship with some of these trucking companies, and we've let them know the concerns from the neighborhoods. And so I think the communication and the contact we've had has been very good with the trucking industry in that area.
Great.
And we'll continue doing that, sir, and continue working and addressing the issues there.
Couple of questions.
No, yes, sir, please.
First, I'll open it to the committee. If y'all have any questions or comment?
I don't have any questions. The only comment would be is they're going to be more as these ships are getting bigger. It's a lot more trucks you're going to see on the road. Unfortunately, there's no rail, so it's the only way they can go is trucks. So,
yes, sir.
It's going to get more, a lot more.
Yes, sir, and I understand that, and I believe that's the case. But, again, we're not seeing where the trucks are being the problem right now.
Okay, good.
To be honest with you.
So, first thing, we have a plan underway, I think, for kind of redoing this area. So, I can't remember the last, you know, all the transportation committee plans, they all end up looking alike. But I believe we were addressing the increase, right, of expected increase container trucks as the port gets deepened and the ships get bigger, more TEUs.
Yes,
I can't remember what the exact plan was to keep the residential traffic and the commercial traffic separate, but I believe there is a plan for that. Is that?
It was, sir. Most of the improvements, I know Mr. Morrison's here too, most of the improvements will be from a traffic improvement point of view. And one of the biggest improvements will be the realignment of that intersection, which is currently not in good alignment.
Tell us which one. Down by the bridge or up by the?
Up by Wando Park.
By Wando Park,
And Long Point Road.
Right.
And that sort of misalignment, can't think of a better term, doesn't make it an ideal situation. So that would be one major improvement. The other is through our conceptual plan that we had showed one time. As you said, sir, sometimes they all just, so many transportation plans. But it shows a better delineation through lane markings, landscaping, of lanes for trucks and lanes for cars, trying to make a better marriage of the two in the area. And so that's the plans that are under, those are the plans underway. They'll be going to design not too long from now, and then with the money that you and council have allocated, we'll be able to construct a good portion of it.
And I believe we still have from the TIF appropriations, what, $1.5 million for that area?
Yep.
So, you know, we were thinking about what it would entail with the increased amount of trucks. Not that state ports bringing their offices over there will increase traffic that much, but the whole area is a new focus. Maybe not new, but a real focus for us. And we got money to spend if we need to. I think that money is still sitting there, isn't it?
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah,
it's available. And once when the design is finished, we'll bring it back to Transportation Committee. And if yourself and committee are comfortable with it, then we'll move towards design and then ultimately construction.
So are we thinking that we will spend that money on this new design, or is that, or do we have other funding for that and that's in addition to this design?
I'm thinking our hope is to be able to fit all the improvements into the current budget. I suspect that we may need a little bit more money to be allocated to complete all the improvements that we think are necessary out there. And if that's the case, we'll know once we finish up, get a little bit further in our design process, because then the cost estimates are produced. So we'll know relatively quickly if we have enough money to do it all or not. And if not, we'll let you know and ask for an appropriation at the right time.
Okay, sounds good. The other thing I wanted to say is I think we had a good, I hate to call it a drill, let's call it an exercise during the bridge crisis with state ports. I think they worked with us well on what we needed them to do on the gate times, on all the operations. And so as things move forward under hopefully under every circumstance, but especially under special circumstances, I think we see that they are willing to partner with us to do what's best for the citizens of Mount Pleasant, because they know there are times when the port and the town will not have the exact same interest, because we're looking after our residents and they're looking after the flow of trucks.
Right.
And so we'll keep that working as well as we can.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Any other questions on this? I know, Joe, you had heard from some constituents over there.
I'll give them a call.
Okay.
Yeah, there are a couple of the homeowners associations down there had come together and had questions. As a matter of fact, I think that was the genesis of all this when they were here before. So
okay.
I'll make sure that they understand. I'm surprised that I hear, but anyway, I'll give them a call and let them know that there's been targeted enforcement.
And sir, no, we'd be happy to meet with him as well. Lieutenant, his traffic team would be happy to meet with him.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Mayor, yes, I just have one, just two things. I noticed that you said it was a car lane and a truck lane. We have those on the bridge, and they really, nobody's policing that one. Not that it's our responsibility, But clearly the cars get in the truck lanes and go flying down to the end and merge over just to get in front of 10 cars, you know? So I guess, are we going to enforce that to make sure, is it going to be any kind of penalty for cars in the truck lanes or vice versa? If not, there's really no reason in even doing it, calling them a truck lane and car lane if they're going to do like they do on the bridge. And secondly, do we still have a roundabout plan for that?
No, sir.
The roundabout's gone?
It's not the most
efficient. My concern. Yeah. Okay, good. Thank you.
Sir, we can certainly look at that, but I don't know how efficient that would be or effective. You're talking about car after car that's going to try to get in the traffic, and the trucks that maybe not using the truck lane either. And by the time you stop them, then you're holding up more traffic by doing that. If they work it out,
I know.
They work it out.
But it's
only
almost impossible to do, because you're going to have, like you said, trucks, they're going to be going, you know, back over the bridge. You're going to stay in that right-hand lane so they can keep their position. And cars who need to go that way will be doing the same as well, or the ones that want to take that turn off and go into Mount Pleasant are going to be stacked in that right-hand lane.
Yep.
You're going to still have cars and trucks all in that lane. I don't know how you could do it.
And like Sarge just reminded me, you know, when we had the bridge closure, the truck lane's completely closed anyway right now. There is not a truck lane coming into Mount Pleasant with the delineators that are up. They have not.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know that now, but I'm just saying before then.
Yes, sir.
Nobody was paying attention to that. The truck stayed in the regular road, and the BMWs and the Porsches were in the right hand, in the truck lane coming down. But there's really no enforcement up there. And so I don't know how we're going to be able to do it over there either. But, you know, we can give it a shot and see.
Thanks, sir.
Anything else? All right, and I want to thank you, Lieutenant Carter and Sergeant Johnson. Appreciate that, and thank you for your good work and working with the community. So that concludes item 3B.
I can leave that
with you. Item 4, judicial matters. There are no agenda items. Item 5, legal matters. We have on here executive session for a legal update on Brock versus the town of Mount Pleasant. You see the case number there if anybody wants to look it up. And if we go into post-executive session, when we return, the committee may take action on any item listed on an executive session agenda or discuss an executive session during a properly noticed meeting. Is there a motion that we go into executive session to receive a legal update on Brock versus Town of Mount Pleasant?
So moved.
We have a motion. Is there a second? We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion to enter executive session to receive a legal update on the lawsuit of Brock versus Town of Mount Pleasant, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes unanimously. We are in executive session.
Okay, we'll go down to the room.
To the food room. After executive session where we received a legal update on Brock versus the Town of Mount Pleasant, no votes were taken, no action was taken, and I believe no action is required from this committee after that update. That concludes item number 5B on our agenda. Item number 6 is to adjourn. Is there anything else for this committee? If not, we stand adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I think that's the shortest.